I really, really enjoy taking part in everything, and I've carried on. I retired at 65. First games I went to was 3 years ago. I went on a walk, and I'm now a health walk leader. I've carried on for 3 years, and I'm a health walk leader. I went to the Stable Enable class, the same games, and I've been going ever since for the last 3 years. It's so good that you keep on going and going every week. It's terrific.
It's great just looking at how this event, from its beginnings in 2011, it's really mushroomed, hasn't it?
Definitely mushroomed. As I say, there was 3 days the first beginning, and then it went up to five, and now it's going up to 7 days of full of activities for people to try out various things, from golf to gap sailing to croquet, tennis, pickleball, everything you could name, you could try. And if you like it, carry on with it.
Is there a competitive side to the games, though? I mean, it must be nice to win.
It's not about, you know, competing or anything. It's about enjoyment and enjoying yourself. And social aspect, too. Meeting people, it's not about winning or losing. It's taking part and enjoying.
Yeah, and it's a great way to get fit and keep fit as well and have fun.
Yes, definitely. I'm a breast cancer survivor. So I know that, you know, you should keep fit and keep going. And I think it's great. There's not many cities in the country have got this sort of thing going on for their over 65s. Aberdeen doesn't know how lucky it is. And I've seen behind the scenes and how much organisation goes in. I mean, we started organising next year's games already. You know, there is so much work goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about, so I think it's really, really good, this partnership. It gets together all these, you know, the universities and the sports village and the health village and Sport Aberdeen, and everybody comes together and with the aim to make us fitter, us older people fitter and healthier and enjoy life, which is a good thing.